Good morning. Open your Bibles to Acts chapter 5, please. I want to pray this morning for our reception of the Word. Father God, we pray as we enter into a time of hearing your Word, God, that you'd give us hearts to receive it to the fullness of the body, that we would edify one another in love through this, even the reception of this Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts chapter 5, this morning we're going to continue a short series that I'm doing on the importance of being real and seeking genuine life in Christ. Now, first we discussed, you might remember, the spiritual of discipline of self-denial. Then we discussed the importance of viewing trials correctly. And today we're going to discuss the dangers of hypocrisy. The dangers of hypocrisy. And there's a lot of children here, so children, I know that's a big word, hypocrisy. So what hypocrisy is pretending to be someone that you're not. Pretending to be someone or something that you're not. So let's read Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession. And he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young man arose, wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. The young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, they buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. Amen. This is a pretty shocking passage to us, isn't it? Why did God judge Ananias and Sapphira so swiftly and so harshly? It's probably the first thing that comes to your mind. Well, I submit three reasons to you today. The first is that the Lord was establishing his church. It was a critical time, and we'll see how truth and genuineness with one another is absolutely foundational in a church, but also in any relationship. Secondly, God hates hypocrisy. It's incredibly destructive. It's a form of breaking the ninth commandment, lying. Do you remember Christ's words in Matthew 23? Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you devours widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. But thirdly, and this is perhaps the most sobering note, I think we're a little shocked by God's swift and harsh judgment of hypocrisy because it's a sin very common among us today in the church. And frankly, we're a little bit used to it. It's very sad. May God help us in this. Amen. God hates hypocrisy. And we see that their lie was not just against Peter, was it? But it was against the Holy Spirit. Peter said, why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have lied not only to men, but to God. And this is the core aspect of our sin we need to remember. When we sin, we do sin against others, and there can be great destruction in that. But as David said in Psalm 51, it's foremost a sin against God. The God who made you. The God who has ordained all the circumstances in our life, and in hypocrisy we go, no, that didn't really happen. That's not really what I'm like. Like we're tricking God. Well, let's see what occurred with Ananias and Sapphira. Remember when studying the Word, and when a chapter in particular, because chapters weren't always there, remember when chapters start, and it starts with a transitional word like but or therefore or then, it's good to go back a couple verses and see why the but is there. And so if you look back in Acts 4, right at the end, we see that there was a man named Barnabas, probably in the same church there in Jerusalem, and he recognized a desperate need in the church. And so he had some land, he sold it, and he brought all the money to the church. And apparently he received some admiration for it from the church. Indeed, that's a pretty loving, sacrificial thing to do, isn't it? Sell a piece of land and give all the money to the church. So just remember, that's our context. We're going in with that. And then, right, it's a contrast of but. So we know that these are tied. But a certain man named Ananias. And so what we see from this context is that Ananias and Sapphira were wealthy. And this piece of land, we can tell from the grammar, was probably just one of many pieces of land that they had. And it's possible they desired to receive a similar admiration that Barnabas did. However, we see that they were not forthright, were they? They pretended to do something or be something that they weren't. It would be like someone in our church who owned a piece of land, let's say somewhere in the state, maybe in Kiowa, and they said, you know, there's a clear need in the church. We're going to sell that piece of land and we're going to give all the money to the church to help people. And then they sold the land, let's say for $200,000, and they gave the church $150,000. And we said, we just gave all that money from selling that land to the church. And so the issue was not that they retained some of the earnings, because we can always do that, right? It was that they lied and pretended that they gave all of it. If they had told the church, look, we're going to sell that piece of land and give some of it to the church, amen, praise God, thank you. That's a blessing. But that's not what they did. Ananias lied about his proceeds in an attempt to make himself look more generous. And of course, they were also boastful, right? Went against Christ's words of not letting your left hand know what your right is doing, where Christ also condemns hypocrites. But the core issue is that they were fake, to put it bluntly. And they were trying to deceive the apostles and the entire church. And we know that our God does not tolerate dishonesty and hypocrisy. So this is what's on the table for us to consider today and for us to confess. Ananias and Sapphira acted presumptuously against the Lord and despised his word. They pushed against his truth. And God couldn't allow that. And through this judgment, he displayed to his church in a fearful way that hypocrisy could not be a part of their lives. It affected the entire group of believers. They were in communion as one body, and what one person did affected them all. How would it have been if the early New Testament church gave public praise to someone who earned it deceitfully? Would that have been a good foundation to start upon? No, no, and God couldn't allow that. We must be truthful. We must be real. We must be genuine to one another. And there in Jerusalem, see, the fellowship of the early church depended upon the transparency in the lives of believers and upon the truth of God's word. And both are enabled by the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again because it's true for us today. The fellowship of the church, this church, depends upon the transparency of the lives of the believers in it and the truth of God's words. We can't go around deceiving one another. There won't be love. There won't be trust, right? There won't be a knitting of hearts. There won't be a hope in Christ. So God swiftly judged Ananias and Sapphira to send a clear message to the church that he requires his church to be pure and filled with believers who are dedicated to holiness. And this judgment was one step in that direction, right? We see in verse 11, great fear came upon all the church as they heard these things. So brothers and sisters, it's time for us now to consider this in our own lives. We must be on guard for pretense in our lives, attempting to make something that is not the case appear true. Because God hates this. He hates it when we are fake. And he won't have it in his church. He'll root it out. He won't have it in families. He won't have it in marriages. If you realize and perhaps come to the conviction that you are faking life or something in your life, God loves you. You can actually have hope because God loves you and he won't let you get away with it. It's probably not going to be pretty when he pulls back the curtain, so may we confess and humble ourselves before God. And let me just exhort us all, I'm exhorting myself and all of us, let's be above reproach. Let's hold a high bar. Sometimes we leave out one word Or we add one word to sound a little better. Let's not do it. Let's not be part of that sin. It's a sin that can appear very subtle on the surface, but in our hearts it can be a deceitful and prideful motive. We must walk in holiness with the God who made us. And, you know, these are circumstances that God's ordained and brought in our life. This is who we are. It's who He made us. So glorify Him through them. Proclaim them unashamedly. Right? Parents, it's so important we're not hypocritical with the children in our home. That's why confession by parents and humility are so important. Notice it's also a reminder to take seriously the holiness of God. Something that Peter draws out upon Ananias and Sapphira's sin, God's swift judgment was an admonition towards holiness in His people, right? Because we know deceitfulness and pride, pretense, even in very subtle ways, it just pushes against the holiness of God. So now let's consider this in our lives, particularly among here, our fellow believers. May we examine our hearts now and confess. Do we ever sometimes insert a word or withhold a word or relay just part of the story or put ourselves in a better light? Do we hide things from one another that we shouldn't? Is our social media timeline filled with the fantastic, wonderful parts of our life when in reality we're in a big depression? Are we pretending to portray someone that we're not? Remember, the judgment of God to Ananias and Sapphira, it's very serious to our Lord. He knows all things, right? We're not tricking Him. So may we walk in the light and receive the blessings of our Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, we pray that You would work in our hearts by Your grace, by Your Spirit, to cause us to be transparent, honest, real, genuine in our words and our lives. For You have taught us this is foundational to the church of Jesus Christ. And God, we pray for the death of hypocrisy in our lives. Lord, we pray that You would do a deep work here and root out even the smallest bits of pretense, that we may be open, living holy lives before You. Let's take a moment now to individually confess our sins to God.